As we hop in the car at some point down the road today and make our way to South Carolina, one of the highlights of our trip will be listening to the annual Paul Winter Winter Solstice Concert. Yes, his last name is actually Winter. Held at the colossal Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York. As you know, the winter solstice marks the longest night of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. In other words, the deepest darkness of the year. And at the very same time it marks the deep darkness, it also marks the gradual daily return of the light. The moment when the light will begin to grow a little more, day by day, minute by minute, and widen with joy and possibility, like a mother's womb, growing with anticipation. The concert at St. John the Divine mimics this movement with music, song, and dance. In the first half, you can hear and feel the growing, aching darkness. Then midway through, at a moment when it feels like all is standing still, the light returns, quietly at first, and then more vibrantly as the energy and liveliness builds more and more to exuberance and joy. As Amy read in the prophecy of Isaiah today, I can't help but feel and hear the light that shines in the darkness, churning about in the earth's womb. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. Just when it feels like the world is ending, the light shines. Just when it feels like we're hanging on from the precipice of doom, a baby is born. Just when it feels like all is lost, something is reborn in us today.
It might feel comforting right now to stay inside from the world, hunkered down, to not bother ourselves with the world's lightlessness, to treat this global and geopolitical absurdity we are bearing witness to as just another normal set of events in the political atmosphere. It might even feel comforting to embrace versions of Christian theology which give undue and misappropriated attention to end times prophecies. I say misappropriated because, one, Jesus keeps telling us not to focus on end times predictions. Two, our fatalistic fascination isn't very faithful to the actual texts or the context from which they emerge. And three, because everybody needs 3 points, our frenzied focus on them isn't much of an expression of hope or faith, but a bizarre cocktail of fear and nihilism masked as trust in God. It's no secret to me, and I'm guessing to you either, that much of evangelical Christianity has misconstrued and maligned its witness in the world by latching on to doom and professing end times prophecies. For the last 100 years or so, Christian understanding of redemption, of God's reign coming to earth, of restoration and salvation, has all but ignored the beginning of things and almost entirely focused on the end of things. We see it when certain Christian triumphalists and white nationalists with a new key to the White House do all they can to foment violence in the Middle East, hoping that their work will bring about the second coming. Thanks. We see it when we turn on street corner after street corner and hear from our local self-professed prophet, God is coming to judge the living and the dead. And honestly, it's not just Christians who waste precious time and imagination on the end times. Truth is, even the most progressive and, shall we say, enlightened of us give up hope, give up on beginnings, try to just wait out our numbness and exhaustion until it's all over with, until the end. It might have been easy for Mary to simply accept the fate of the world as it was, to be a religious nihilist. Here she was, a poor Galilean woman with few rights given in marriage. Her life was already charted out for her. And there certainly wasn't much room in it for her autonomy or self-actualization. She certainly wouldn't be the one anybody would pick out of a lineup to challenge an entire Roman Empire. And out of nowhere, God shocks her into an unexpected, awakened state, a new kind of wokeness. And she now bears the prophecy of a new beginning. And so here we find ourselves at the end of Advent, ironically sitting with a text from the very beginning of the story as Mary, our beginning times prophet, sings a beginning times prophecy.
What might we glean from this beginning times prophecy? From all the beginning times prophecies knocking on the doors of our hearts, what might they have to say to us this Christmas season? How might they liberate our imaginations and invite our intention and action? When the world is literally falling apart and deep darkness seems to have settled into the earth, how do we even have ears to hear a beginning times prophecy, much less kindle the message in our midst? The Advent lights of peace, hope, joy, and love sometimes seem like more than we can muster. Where can we find peace when world leaders are throwing around nuclear threats like candy? Where can we find hope when dreams are detained and deported? Where can we find joy when the grief of lost loved ones settles into our bones? Where can we find love when hate seems to be the language spewing forth freely? The Advent lights are radical lights in the darkness. They can even feel impossible to kindle sometimes, and yet kindle them we must. These last several weeks during our midweek Advent meditations, we've been guided by the writings of Howard Thurman. Thurman was keenly aware of the darkness of his time. He was also particularly aware of the darkness that could be brought forth by the church. When his father died at the age of 7, the minister at their church refused to do his funeral. When they finally found a traveling evangelist who agreed to preside, the evangelist preached his father into hell as Thurman sat on the front row next to his mother. Right then and there, Thurman swore off religion. He had a lifelong skepticism of the church, and yet he gave his life to the gospel of Jesus anyway. 1 week ago, we gave our attention to a piece Thurman wrote called The Growing Edge. It's a beginning times prophecy. When the world feels like it's ending, it's the good news of Advent when it feels like the darkness is closing in. All around, the worlds are dying and new worlds are being born.
All around us, life is dying and life is being born.
The fruit ripens on the tree.
The roots are silently at work in the darkness of the earth.
Against a time when there shall be new leaves, fresh blossoms, green fruit, such is the growing edge.
It is the extra breath from the exhausted lung.
The one more thing to try when all else has failed.
The upward reach of life when weariness closes in upon all endeavor.
This is the basis of hope in moments of despair, the incentive to carry on when times are out of joint and people have lost their reason, the source of confidence, when worlds crash and dreams whiten into ash.
The birth of the child, life's most dramatic answer to death. This is the growing edge incarnate. Look well to the growing edge.
Where do we sense the growing edge in our midst? Where do we see peace being born, hope in the birth canal, joy singing despite all sadness, love tearing down walls? Where do we see light shining in the darkness? Do we see it in a surprised Mary, taking in an unexpected song, singing an unexpected prophecy about the beginning of things?
But maybe the deeper truth is not to imagine Mary as someone who is so shocked and surprised by this moment, by this annunciation. Maybe it's not so unbelievable that this song pours out of her like water from the rock of justice. Maybe it's not so surprising that a brown Palestinian woman from a little town in Galilee facing the daily grind of survival in the face of the empire would know this song and would know how to sing it best. Yes, Mary did know. Maybe it's not so surprising at all that she knows that this is far from the end, that we've only just begun, that God is stirring up the good kind of trouble again, that the prophecy of light in the darkness is one she's been holding quite a while. Maybe we should all be a little less surprised when the disenfranchised know the song of resistance better than any of us can, that they know where to find the light faster than any of us will, that they've been holding in their bodies the prophecy of beginning times from the beginning of time. If only we'd listen. If only we'd listen. Maybe we'd be less surprised when black women in Alabama yet again save us from our own immorality and wickedness. Maybe we'd be less surprised when dreamers march on Washington and demand their basic human dignities. Maybe we'll believe the Marys of the whole world when they get to singing songs of liberation like the Magnificat. Maybe we'll want to begin again, too.
To look to the growing edge, to welcome Christmas in our midst,
to proclaim with the prophet Isaiah, Mary, Fannie Lou Hamer, King, Chavez, Gutierrez, the people who've walked in darkness have seen a great light, and this new light, this beginning light, it will fill the hungry with good things and send the rich away empty, whether our senators think it will or not.
This light will be merciful to the humble and scatter the proud, whether any president thinks it will or not.
This light will lift up the lowly and pull the powerful off their sham of a throne, whether any of them are ready for it or not. Because guess what? Mary is ready. God is ready. This little baby we call Jesus is ready. So stay woke this year. Because when the Marys of the world get to singing, we know full well that it turns this planet on its axis. And Pharaoh's heart may harden, but our hearts will strengthen. Herod's swords may swing, but our plowshares will rise up. Caesar's tax coffers may deepen, but Jesus' kingdom has planted its 2 feet on this soil. And I promise you, there's no stopping it.
The light is returning. Christ is coming. God's reign is near.
And no matter how many end times prophecies asphyxiate our imaginations and choke hold our emotional freedom, hear this, beloved children of the Most High God, who scatters the proud and pulls tyrants off their thrones.
The beginning is near.
The beginning is near.
The beginning is near.
And the world is about to turn.
Amen. Amen.